Welcome to the Jointery Podcast, a podcast where we study the lives of two dads trying to find the balance between the families, hobbies and work. This week on the Jointery, we discover...
Pop up tent on top of your truck with a pull-out kitchen. That's pretty much an RV.
Let's search for the meaning of life as it has never been witnessed before. The Jointery Podcast.
My mom was a Patreon, but she was only in the group for like, she got into our Patreon group and she was there for like 30 seconds. It was like, hi everyone. And then dipped out and was like, bye. Because Tracy just became a Patreon, do I gotta like warn her about what the group is like, or do we just throw her in there?
Well, I mean, we've sold the crap out of this group throughout the, every time we talk about it, we say how good it is. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if we're warning. I don't even. Who knows, man? Maybe she's gonna, Tracy's gonna come in and just light it up.
Thunder. I don't know, dude. But like, I just opened up the Patreon thing and saw we had a new one, and I'm like, I know who this person is, man.
Yeah, Tracy's awesome. I'm so excited.
Well, I can't wait to see what happens now, dude. This Patreon group. Every time somebody new comes in, right? I'm like, how is this going to adjust the dynamic, right? And yeah. It never adjusts it at all. It's never changed at all.
Yeah, nobody's right? Nobody's come in and like tried to like totally take it over or change it or not that they would be able to or
anything, but no. Yeah, I think this is going to be hilarious because she's funny, dude. So
yeah, Tracy's awesome. And I welcome to the party. That's all I'm saying. Welcome to the party. I'm trying to think of like a clever thing to say, but
love you, girl, but you ain't ready. She's gonna, I don't know if she's going to Maker's Camp, but if she is, she's gonna totally be at Maker's Camp and be like, holy shit, you thought the Jointery was funny. You should get into that Patreon group because my lord. You realize though, like there's gonna be like 17 or 18 people in there, and I think the max. At some point, we're going to run out of space in that group, and we're going to have to start like a Discord or something.
Yeah, I was just about to say it's going to have to change to a Discord, or we'll have to have a second thread of some sort, A and B.
I don't know, man.
Discord probably. I don't know, whatever. Let's hope we have that problem. That's a future Ben and Luke problem.
Against all efforts to not promote this podcast, it continues to grow.
Yeah.
It's all word of mouth of like, have you heard that shit? Like, they're fucking stupid.
I had a guy hit me up yesterday, or hit our account up, our page, and he was like, can I find this on Google? And I was like, my response to him was, I honestly don't know. I'm like,
it is on Google. It's on all of them. Amazon.
Yeah, I just I figure I should go recheck which platforms we have it on, and if I can get it on all of them, I will.
Look, maybe we should like put an offer out there, right? That if somebody wants to be like a co-host with us for like a couple weeks, maybe they could do all that work for us, right? Like they could make like all our shits right. Like they could build out a website for us, right? They could set the Etsy shop up. Okay, like they can do all that fucking work that we're just too lazy to do. Like it takes like a couple hours max.
We need like an admin / co-host.
I mean, dude, since our second episode where I got a microphone, right? Like, have we really invested much into this podcast?
No, I mean, I check out this fancy hat I'm wearing today. I mean, that's that's about the most of the investment we've made.
Dude, I wish you were wearing the shirt because I want to see where the pizza shirt, where the logo is.
Oh, damn like, it. I should have worn that.
Yeah.
Next time. It's fine. It's not here. It's not as bad as I thought it was. I put it on and Debbie was like, oh, it's not that bad. And I was like, yeah, I guess it's not. When I first took it out of the package, though, it looked like it was like right in the fucking middle, and I was just like, "What the? Luke is the worst at this."
I'm like, "You're saying that it needs to be moved out a little bit?"
I was thinking
like out towards the shoulder or like.
Yeah, I was thinking out and up just a tiny bit, out and up a little bit. Like this one is like, you know, like this one sits kind
of. I got no frame of reference. I'm not like you where I have shirts where they have small logos on the front and big in the back. I don't want to look like a handyman, bro. That's my goal.
Do you see a pocket? I don't have a pocket. I'm
Do
not
you
like
have to have a pocket to be a handyman.
Well, most handyman shirts have pockets. I mean, where do you think they keep? Bro. Yeah, come on. I mean,
I'm going to be fucking judging every dude who ever comes to my house from here on out. Like, are you official? Do you have the fucking pocket?
If he doesn't have a pocket, where is he putting his pen, his notebook, his thing? He's got to have a pocket. I mean, dude.
This
might be the next great debate.
I don't know. This catch-up debate was fucking what lost containment this week, bro. And the camping thing was just also fucking ridiculous.
You got killed in the catch-up thing, dude.
Dude, okay. Killed. So here's the thing with the catch-up thing, which blows my fucking mind, okay? Because I put everybody on blast, by the way. Everybody who said yes, I posted their names onto my stories today. So, look, I am fully embracing my don't give a fuck about anything lifestyle. So, yes, I'll rope people in to vote about something, and then, yes, I will out you. But here's the thing, right? Here's the part that fucking confused me about the ketchup thing. I posted a video, okay? And in the video, I made fun of people who put ketchup on hot dogs, amongst a lot of other people. I made fun of cat people, everything. So Everybody started making these comments about the ketchup thing, and I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Like, so I put in my story, like, do you put ketchup on hot dogs? Assuming that, like, most adults are like, no, I don't do that. Right. But I was blown away, dude. It was 80-20 in favor of ketchup on hot dogs. And I had 43 people vote yes, I put ketchup on hot dogs. I'm like, are you guys fucking kidding me? Right. And 11 people said no. Right. So then I put out another poll and I said, should I put everybody who said yes to that on blast? Here's the interesting part. Right.
Yeah.
27 people, 87% of people said yes, put those people who said yes on blast, which is more people than the people who said no, I don't put ketchup on hot dogs. There's 11 people who said, no, I don't put ketchup on hot dogs. But 27 people were like, put those motherfuckers on blast.
Right? 20 more people are interested in just you talking shit and seeing the fucking drama than care about ketchup.
That's what they want. They want the drama.
They want the drama.
They don't even care about the ketchup. So I put everybody on blast in the video today. I put it as a story to see if people comment on it. And if people don't fucking comment on it, I might post it as a reel later today. So
that's awesome. I love how people work. I went directly to the comments because I had to see what people were saying on the original video. Nice paint job, by the way. That was one of my favorite comments. Everybody else is talking about the ketchup. Everybody else is talking about ketchup. And there's this one person who was like, beautiful painting style, sir. I'm like, feel the room, guy.
Dude, I don't think
nobody
people understand.
Nobody here is commenting on the painting. We're all here commenting on ketchup, bro. This one person felt the need to comment on your painting.
Dude, I don't think people have figured it out yet that, like, what I show on my video and what my voiceovers are almost not related anymore, right?
They're like, not related. I mean, very rarely are they related anymore, which I think is pretty hilarious. I think it's clever. Yeah, I mean, unless people don't listen to your videos with their sound on. Like, I always wonder if people, like, how many people are watching videos with no sound? Because then they just see you painting. And it's just like, oh, Luke put out another painting video.
Yeah, right. Like, if you don't listen to the audio of my podcast, you really don't get my channel, right? Yeah. Dude, like today's video, I'm sure you haven't seen it yet, but today's video, I was talking about the dog cabana, and I went off on a tangent about dogs drinking through straws, right? How funny it would be to watch a dog try to drink through a straw, right?
Wait, do dogs technically have lips? Could they...
That was my point. It was like with their like mouth flaps, right? Yeah. Like how they can get any kind of suction with the lips trying to drink through a straw, right? Like, Like, how would dogs drink through straws? Like, if can you even train a dog to drink through a straw?
I don't think they have the sealing properties to make that happen.
I don't know. But what if they could? Like, how fucking freaked out would you be if you watched a video where, like, a dog fucking drank, like, you know, a 32-ounce drink through a straw? You know?
That'd be dangerous. My dogs... Already, I have to worry about them going off and grabbing stuff off the ottoman or the table when we're eating dinner and stuff. Cooper walked right up to Penny's food yesterday. Like this dog is no fucks. Walked right up to her food and fucking stole a fucking French fry out of her little box. Like, I was just, and that's, you know, that's my bigger dog. I'm throwing things. I mean, dude, dogs are the worst. Anyways, but, yeah, drinking out of a straw. Dog, yeah, that would be freaky, man. Because I was going to say, I can't imagine like having to protect my 32-ounce drinks now. Like, we worry about crumbs and stuff, but having the dog just walk up and be like...
I didn't even think about that. Like, he steals a fry over Penny's drink, and then he sucks like half your milkshake down.
Can you imagine? You turn the corner, he's just like... You motherfucker.
Oh man, I just like wherever my brain goes, I just let it go, man. I don't fucking care anymore. Like, yeah, it just doesn't funny, matter man. To me. Yeah,
that is,
so
that is too funny.
So dog drinking, how was your week, man? This video, I think we're like 10 minutes in and this is rambling nonsense.
No man, we got a lot to talk about. We have a your live yesterday was my week was great. My week was fine. I've done some stuff in the shop and I've done, you know, stuff around the house and, you know, dad stuff and school stuff and all that nonsense that's kind of boring and nobody cares about. So, you know, it was good. It was good.
I took out the garbage. I cooked dinner, you know, did some laundry.
Oh, dude, I did crush it at dinner this week. I made pork tenderloin. That's like this meal, right? I make it in the instant pot. And dude, this pork tenderloin is fucking an incredible, dude. Like, it's just the way it cooks in that instant pot. I mean, dude, it's it cooks in like, you would think, how long do you think it would take you to cook pork tenderloin in the oven? To where it's beautifully just moist,
like roasted,
and it's like, I guess, like roasted. I don't
know, maybe
I guess.
like an hour and a half,
dude. I use the Instant Pot. I sear it in the pot, black and, you know, brown both sides of it. I cut it into like two sections, and I brown both sides of them, and. I saute or in the instant pot. There's a saute feature where you can brown.
Yeah.
And then you take it out. You pour the little chicken broth in and whatnot, and then scrape the bottom from the charred stuff that you did from searing. Then you put it back in the pot, close it up, cook it for 3 minutes on high pressure, let it do a 15-minute natural release. So like. The whole thing, when you're done cooking, it took you about 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes to cook it all. And then it's done. And then you take it out, slice it up, use the gravy, or add some cornstarch to that that gravy that it's been saucing in. And oh my God, bro. It is like literally the best thing I make. Debbie's like, I feel like she wants to like marry me again every time she eats it. Like she looks at me like she loves me. Like she's just like, I would stay with you just for this. Like,
damn, bro.
Yeah, man. It is literally one of the best things I ever.
How often you make it?
I make it, and the kids love it too. And when I make it, like I mean, our kids are pretty, you know, like they're not super picky eaters, but this thing, man, they're asking for more. They're asking for extra. You know, like, I make it probably, I was making during COVID, while we were home, that's when I kind of learned how to make it and everything. And I was making it maybe like once a week. and because everybody just loved it so much. Now it's been, you know, I make it every couple months. You know what I mean? But I after making it again this week, I was like, damn, dude, I need to make this more often. It's especially the way Debbie looks at me after I make it.
She looks at you like you're the pork tenderloin.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I've been itching to do more cooking than I've been doing already. So, I mean, that's just in here. So,
yeah.
Because I sold my Fireball smoker and I got a new smoker. It comes Tuesday, I think.
Oh, you sold the Fireball. I was like, fuck. I don't remember it being called the Fireball smoker. And then it clicked in my head. I was like, oh. Yeah,
because I used it 8 times and it caught fire like 6 of them. So it was horrible grease management. Dude, the funny thing is that I ended up talking to the higher ups of their technical support department, right? And I'm like, why is it doing this? I'm like, the grease just goes everywhere. The grease should be directed to an area. And I go, why is fire getting into the main chamber? It's not supposed to. And the lady goes, well, she goes, the fan that blows the hot air, sometimes it will blow fire through the fan. And I'm like a flamethrower? And she's like, yeah. And her suggestion was like, you should just like put trays under your meat when you cook it. And I'm like, that's not how smokers are supposed to go, lady. You know, and after that, I was like, I'm fucking selling this thing. So I sold it and I went and bought the same smoker, just the new version of it that I had before, which is the Rectech smoker. I know that one's going to fucking be awesome. And now I'm like itching to make sausages again and like reverse seared steaks on the smoker. And like, I want to get back into like smoking some meats.
Yeah. So wait, how, when you sold it, did you sell it? I mean, you obviously didn't mention that it lights on fire every time you use it. That wasn't a selling point.
The guy didn't even ask me what my thoughts are about it and why I'm selling it. So, and I'm not one to volunteer information if you don't ask. Like I don't want to create a reason for you not to buy this thing. Well, look, he might have a totally different experience with it, you know, which would be great for him. But
or you might have just sold him the death warrant for.
Yeah, I might have just burnt down his house. Like, oh, that's fine.
No, don't think like that. Dude. Stop.
You knocking on your wood. Head.
I'm knocking on anything I can.
Look, you know, I think that like, you know, you want to sell something. Like, I didn't tell the guy when I traded in my Jeep all the problems that they had with it.
Like, That's different. That's going to a dealership. That's not like.
I mean, but the dealership went and took it to auction immediately, right? Yeah. They sold it at auction immediately. Some dude got it back to his place. Like, he's going to have a number of unpleasant surprises when he gets into that Jeep.
He's like, is this Jeep full of water? What's going on here?
Dude, I mean. Like the smoker, I'm sure if you were like maybe making chicken or other shit on there, it'd probably be much better. But
yeah.
the guy is, I assume I sold it like a week ago. I assume he hasn't said shit about it since. So I also deleted my Facebook messengers in case he does want to talk to me about it.
I ghosted.
Yes, Ellie. What's up? What's up? Oh, thank you. Okay. That was your one time interrupting. Thank you. Remember our conversation? Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Ooh, she brought me a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, dude. Shoot.
Dude, Ellie just walked in, and you notice how she didn't do her normal thing to like fucking drive me crazy? It's because I made a deal with her last night, right?
Okay.
The deal was she said she wanted to buy her friend. This all started from, I showed her a TikTok where this lady had made some really fancy slime, right? And Ellie loves slime.
Yeah.
So she's like, I want one of these slimes. I'm like, well, if you want to buy it because you're looking at that slime, figuring out how you want to make your slime, then yeah, we could do that for research purposes. She's like, okay, cool. So she bought this slime and it was very nice slime. It was much nicer than any slime we make at the house.
Yeah.
And so her friend apparently is really into the slime. So she said to her friend, like, you know, or her friend's like, I really want this slime, but my parents won't get it for me. So Ellie's like, can we buy her the slime? Because she really wants the slime. And I said, you could buy the slime for her. I will help you. Because she's got a lot of fucking money. Like, I don't need to give her money, dude. She's got more cash than I got cash, right?
Yeah.
So
So she's like, okay. So like I said, but here's the deal. I go, if we're going to do this tomorrow, I said, please do not interrupt my podcast. Right. She was like, well, what if I have to come in, it's like an emergency. And I said, look, if there's an emergency and you need to come in, come in. I go, but like, you can't be hanging out in there and distracting me from what I'm trying to do. So she just brought me a Tootsie Roll.
Unwrapped or wrapped?
It was wrapped. I was just unwrapped.
Man, I love Tootsie Rolls. And I'm sad because I haven't replenished my, I still have, there's probably maybe like 10 or 15 Tootsie Rolls.
Oh my God. We just talked about how good you were.
Dad, I have one thing to tell you. It's
what?
Really quick and easy. So I made cloud dough slime.
Okay. I love you. Get out of here. No, don't put shit down under my desk. Do you remember our deal?
This is classic.
You're dripping glitter on my floor. Come on. Or like sprinkles. Take this out of here. Come on. You're stressing me out. No, look. This isn't...
You're supposed to be a dad at this time.
This is not a bit you do on a comedy show. Get out of here. I know you're a comedy show. Can you please close my door and respect our deal that we put together? If you want me to hold up my end of the deal, you will hold up your end of the deal. You are not. You are doing exactly what we talked about and you're not doing. Close the door. All the way. All the way till it clicks. Oh, damn. Thank you. Now go somewhere else.
Fucking shit, dude. I just were talking about how great she was, man. She fucking shit all over that, dude. How long was that? 10 seconds? 30 seconds?
You didn't even finish. You didn't even finish talking about it.
Fucking damn it, man.
It couldn't have been more perfect timing. It's as if you guys created this bit before it started. I know you didn't, but.
No, she thinks that this is her part on my podcast. Dude, and the difference is, and the thing is she doesn't understand the difference between a work video call and a podcast, right? So, like, I'm talking to somebody, and she rolls in, and she's like, Dad, I got a question for you. And I'm like, Ellie, I'm in the middle of a work call. And she's like, well, it's just one quick thing. I'm like, no. You gotta leave. And she's like, Dad. And then, like, she'll go, fine. And she'll turn around, walk behind my desk, and go into my closet and close the door. And I'm like, that means I'm guaranteed another distraction before the end of this business call.
Oh, for sure.
And like, I don't want this client to see me yell at my kid.
Dude, you got to put a sign on the door to say,
recording?
Hey, recording.
That's like, dude, or that podcast. Line would be this. It would have the same effect as the Krispy Kreme donut sign. Dude, you realize that if I put a sign on my door that says I'm recording, don't come in here. It'd be like Krispy Kreme flipping on the hot and fresh donuts that they just came out of the fryer. You fucking people would start pulling in here, man.
Maybe you got to work in one.
Maybe I should get a chair and butt it up against the door handle so that way they can't get in here.
That's a good idea. Maybe allow for one, you know, you gotta work a deal with her, man. I mean, give her one distraction. I mean, you tried that, I guess. Didn't work.
Dude, what I should do is I should rig it up so there's a cup over my door so that when she opens it, water spills on her head.
There's a good idea. The old fashioned Brewster's Million. Was that Brewster's Million?
I don't know,
no,
bro.
The Toy. Do you remember the movie The Toy with Richard Pryor?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's what I need to do to her. Look, that would be a good design for me to work on is a 3D printed drop bucket trap. So that way when the door opens up, it just falls over on your head.
Way to use a totally current reference. What year was that movie? Like 1984 or something?
The Toy? Jeez, man. I mean, like, it's got to be like fucking 30 years old, dude. Like
30? More like 40.
Oh, man. Dude, I feel like we're getting nothing done on this podcast today, dude. This is, like, so fucking random. So I have a list of things, too. Like, I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay. I didn't know this podcast ever had an agenda, bro. This thing holds always just random. But I always have this
shit list. Okay, I got a real question.
Let's get to it.
I got a very important question for you.
I really do distract you.
You do. I can hold a normal conversation, but you fucking show up and I just, there it goes. This makes sense that I have a fucking podcast with you.
That's why I didn't join the live last night, because I knew if I joined the live, it would have just gone off the rails.
So. Dude, this is the problem, is that when I meet people and they're like, I listen to your podcast, and then like I hold a normal conversation with them, they're like, who is this guy? Like, I don't know. I fucking freaked out Dave Miller that one time. He's like, he gave me real advice and it was solid. Like, what the fuck was that? He called you, like, freaking out. Like, bro, who the fuck is this guy? So,
if you guys out there who listen to this think I'm the bad influence, I'd like to hear about this week.
You are the fucking bad influence. You're the problem. It's you. That song was about you, bro.
I'm the problem. It's me. Anyway,
yeah, that's what we need, is the remix to that. It's you. Yeah. You're the problem. It's you. Like, fuck yeah, that'd be a good one. It's like, dude.
That should be my
next button idea. You're the problem. Oh, dude, I'm gonna add that to the list. Hold on. I know we're in the middle of a podcast, but I gotta do some graphic editing. You are the problem. Boom, that's gonna be fucking gold.
How about it's Ben's fault?
I already have the one that says Luke was right. All right.
I think it's Ben's fault. It would be the good pairing for that one.
Blame Ben.
Anyway, you know, get to the shit list.
Dude, I should just do a QR code, and when you scan it, it just goes right to like one of your videos, or it's like, fucking leave a negative comment on this video.
That's horrible.
Just go to this one post and call his beautiful bowl a spittoon. All right, here's the real shit I got to get to, okay? This is very important, okay?
27 minutes into the podcast. All right, let's go.
This is important. This is what I'm dying to ask you.
Time to focus.
Time to fucking buckle down and really get to some shit.
All right, here we go.
Oh, by the way, I got to tell you something else. All right.
take a note and come back.
Okay, there we go. It's on my notes now. I won't forget. Okay. I already deleted what I was going to say, so if I get any more sidetracked or forget, it's gone forever. Oh, yeah. Have you watched the Ahsoka show yet?
No, I haven't.
What the fuck, man?
No, I know. I've been meaning to. I've been busy doing other stuff, watching shit with Debbie at night.
Were you watching with Debbie that wasn't Ahsoka?
We've been watching all those 1923s, 1883s. We've been hooked on all those shows. And then we just, not last night, but the night before, we watched the new Nate Bargatze comedy special, which is freaking hilarious. Do you watch Nate Bargatze?
I've never heard those words together.
Oh my God, bro. I watched the
Tom Segura comedy special.
He's funny. Yeah, I just watched that one too. That one's really funny. But Nate Bargatze, it's on Amazon, and he's hilarious, bro. You would really like him, I think.
Yeah.
He's really funny.
I don't know. I really like Tom Segura. He put all of his best friends on blast in his stand up and told them what the stuff he was like, I got these friends that hide shit from their wives. He goes, like, this one friend I have who eats fast food because behind his wife's back, and then he's like, and his name is Clark. He told like all the secrets that his friends do, and then he mentioned their names. Like, I'm like, oh my God, that's so sad.
That's so good. Anyways, Owaska.
Nate Garbatze. That's what you said his name was?
Nate Bargatze.
Oh, okay. I said Garbatze. And he's stand up?
Bargatze. He's really funny. He's a stand-up. He's got like four specials out on Netflix.
All right.
And this one's on, or three on Netflix, and this one's on Amazon.
Nate
Bargatze. High
School Bargatze.
It's weird. It's like Bargetze or something. I don't know. It's just kind of a weird last name. But just
type Nate Bar.
It'll come.
Yeah. Okay, but you haven't watched Ahsoka yet?
No, man. Don't spoil it, because Frankie.
I'm not gonna spoil shit, but I am gonna tell you, based off of the first two episodes, it could be better than The Mandalorian.
Oh shit. All right.
Depending on how the rest of this season goes.
Yeah.
It has the potential already to be even better than The Mandalorian.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it with Frankie probably either. Well, I work today, so probably tomorrow I'm going to watch it with him, or at least start it, because he's been bugging me to start watching it too. So, it looks good. I've seen the whatever you call it, the trailer previews, whatever.
The trailer previews. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Well, fine then, dude. Oh, God.
Sorry, I know I'm the worst. You gotta text me like, hey, man, I want to talk about this on Saturday. Try and watch it this week. And then I'll be like, okay, cool. I'll fit that in.
But it's also fun to yell at you for not watching random things. So, I watch that show and it's got all my Star Wars juices flowing. So I'm like, dude, they got this one droid in it, or there's one type of droid in it that, like, I haven't 3D printed a droid yet, right? Like, not a full size one, but I might print this droid, dude. It is so dope. Like,
it is a little surprising to me now that I think about it. Like, there's got to be tons of Star Wars 3D prints out there.
Oh, dude.
I mean, thousands.
I'm just telling you right now, you change the subject because I will rabbit hole down this. The vast supply of 3D printed droid files out there. And two of our Patreons are printing droids right now. Could you guess who they are?
Well, I got to think of who has a 3D printer. Would it be
Dave's not a patron.
Rustic Droid Dave?
He's one of them. He's printing a pit droid.
Okay, and then...
Do you know what a pit droid is?
Yeah, that's the... I mean, I think I do. Is it the one with the long, like, from the long skinny face?
No, those are the battle droids. You're talking about the ones that are always like, Roger, Roger, right?
Yeah, that's the battle droids. Okay, which one's the pit droid?
You know, so you remember those little... Like in The Mandalorian, right? You remember when The Mandalorian visited that lady who fixed up his ship, right?
Oh, excuse me.
And the ones that have like the disc shaped heads that's like round on the top. And then when they get scared, they fold down into like a compact form.
Yeah.
Those are pit droids. So,
okay.
And I think that Grant from Dadcrafted is also making one.
Okay.
Yeah. But I want to print the head of, like, I know that one of these websites I'm on. That has droids within a month, they're going to have a detailed 3D file of this droid. And I know for a fact, I'm going to print the head for sure.
Yeah.
And then I might print the whole body. I don't know. Jackie told me specifically, do not make a droid. So I don't know why she told me that.
Does she think you're going to have it like in the front room of the house, like in How I Met Your Mother? How Barney's got the full size.
I got this giant fucking TIE fighter in my office right now, okay, that I made with Dave. And I think her fear is that I'm going to make a full-size R2-D2. And then she's going to fucking be like, why do we have this big thing in our house?
As long as it's in your office, why does that matter? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Like,
but that is a double standard in our house because she made me fucking go and pick up this bookshelf that our neighbor was giving away. It was a really nice bookshelf. It was all wood, oak bookshelf, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, go get this bookshelf. And I'm like, where are we going to put it? She said, we'll figure out a spot. Don't worry about it. Like, but when I say that same exact thing about an R2 droid, right? She's like, no, do not do that.
I'm like, funny how there's no room in this house for an R2 droid, but a new bookcase, we'll find a space.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, man. I'm like, but you told me, like, lean into my wildness and weirdness, you know, with the social media stuff. And I'm like, that would be a great one. You know,
I'm surprised there's not one of those print in place. Or maybe there is. I'm sure you could probably. You told me not to go down this rabbit hole, but sorry. A print in place RTD2. like one that you there are, that you can that the legs will move, the head will turn.
Oh, dude, they got yes, dude. If you want a articulating R2-D2 model, dude, there's a million of places you could get some.
I'm like sure. That. Yeah, yeah.
That is like the most popular one. So,
oh, I'm yeah.
And I got that neighbor who made a fucking R2, you know? I got to hit that guy up. But yeah, he made R2 unit. I would love to if I could make any, I would make the BT1, which is so fucking confusing because they have a BD1 that is really popular. It's this little droid that is in this one video game, Star Wars video game, right? And it's been in the Mandalorian show, but if I explained it to you, you'd be like, who? So it's this little droid, and it's BT1 or BD1, but they have a BT1 that is this murder droid. It's like an R2-D2 murder droid. And this one dude that I saw online made one of them, and it is so incredible. Like, it shoots out smoke and everything, dude. And I'm like, wow. I would want that fucking thing. And, you know, but Jackie's like, no. No, not for you.
Jackie's like,
so,
no.
Whatever. She shot me down. So.
You need to ask for forgiveness, not permission on stuff like that. Just,
dude, she, like, just
she's not paying attention. Just, printers just print in all day. You know,
I don't know. I think she's starting to get. I think she's starting to get to an age where I notice that she's like forgetting things and like losing shit. You know, so
already.
Oh yeah,
you guys aren't that old.
Not really, but she's. It's starting, man, and it's concerning. It's concerning her, dude. It's concerning her. I think it's hilarious because I'm forget. I've been forgetful for a long time, but yeah. So
that's anyways, too funny,
dude. So so you want to talk about that camping live?
Yeah Well, I mean, dude, I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay, who you voted for? Lee.
I voted for Lee. There was a few things that pushed me in that direction. Justin,
you were the tiebreaker. You realize that, right?
I did, and I set myself up to be. When I made that comment, I was half joking because I didn't want to choose. And then it turned out,
dude, it was like
had to. Come
I couldn't believe it. It was tied, man.
I know, that's crazy.
I don't know, but Lee in the chat, he really put Justin on blast when he posted that picture of all the RVs you could buy, and one was the tent on top of your car. Yeah, and it was okay. On the same page of the flyer as the RVs. I'm like, and he talked about that pull out kitchen, and I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Those are the things that pushed me over the edge. I was like, Justin was like, I thought Justin was like, there's no way I have an RV. There's no way I have a pop up tent on top of your truck with a pull out kitchen. That's pretty much an RV, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you get away from that argument. So he kind of talked himself out of the win, in my opinion. And then, like, what kind of wilderness survival guide doesn't fish? I'm like, how are you going to teach wilderness survival not fish? Isn't that, like, big part of it?
Hunting and fishing. Dude, he's foraging, man. But I think it's hilarious that I manufactured this beef and got them to debate on it. And, like, you could tell, like, neither of them were, like, really wanted to go after the other guy because they were like, it's fine what they're doing. Like, I really, like, I like Lee. Like, I'm not going to really lay into him about his RV lifestyle. And Lee's like, yeah, I would go out with Justin. Let's go. I love sleeping in tents. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I know. Like, you guys are the worst. Like, I need to get some people with some real beef in there and some anger issues, you know, if I do this debate shit again.
It was fun, though. We had a good time. I had a good time watching it. But it was pretty funny that day. The day earlier in the day, I was talking to Dave Miller, and he was like, I'm like, are you going to be there for this debate? And he's like, what time is it? I'm like, I think it's at 3, 5, you know, his time. He's like, man, that's so early. I'm like, I know. But, you know, Luke's got dinner and all this stuff. So that was beside the point. But, we were laughing because you were like totally, like you said, you totally manufactured this thing. Like, I was like, I think Luke's bored. He's just trying to find things to create drama amongst our patrons now, which is pretty funny.
Dude, that's what I think. I think the maker community needs is some drama, right? Like, yeah. They need something that they can get all fired up about. Because, dude, like, how many more videos do we need of somebody building a bookshelf or like a desk or some shit? Like, we need it. We need to get some maker beef going.
Yeah, it's pretty funny though. I love how Lee showed up. In the trailer. I thought was he actually camping? Was he actually?
I think like, so. Yeah,
out there camping. Okay, not just because
when I was scheduling it with them, Lee was like, "Hey, wouldn't it make more sense if I was in the RV when we did it?" Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Fuck yeah, it would be." And he was like, "Okay, well, I'm not going to be there this weekend, but I'll be there next weekend."
Oh, okay. And that's awesome.
And like, I think Justin's leaning into being a parent because, like, in the beginning, like, when you ask somebody when they just have a kid, like, hey, can you commit to anything time-wise? And most people are like, no, I cannot. Like, but, like, after the kid's, like, a month or two old, you're like, hey, can you commit to doing an hour on a live? They're like, yeah, that's no problem. I'm doing nothing ever anyway. Yeah. So that's fine. It's like.
Like, once you realize that they just basically lay around and sleep and, you know, eat and sleep and shit and eat and sleep and shit, you got time.
As long as I don't dude, we were loud when the kids were babies, man. So like we never took any consideration for them being sleeping or whatever. Like, and now they sleep like fucking logs, dude. They're fucking dead tired.
Yeah, that's the trick too. Yeah, we did the same thing. We did not. There was no hush hush. You tell me
Debbie used to vacuum around the kids or something?
Yeah. We used to do everything. We used to like Penny loved one of those swings, right? I could put her in that swing, man, and just turn it on, and she would just crash out. And I would do everything. I could just leave her sitting there, and I could clean the whole house, and she would just be totally fine. Vacuuming, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. And they're both my kids are great sleepers. Same thing. They both.
I could squeeze out an hour for a live as long as our house has power, right? And or the iPads are charged and the Wi-Fi is working. Like I could squeeze out an hour. That's no problem.
Yeah, dude. So my kids, YouTube is the best babysitter.
Yeah. Speaking about squeezing that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, go ahead. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to tell you something.
What?
I was going to tell you. I was speaking of squeezing out an hour, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be on another podcast.
Cheating on me, huh? What podcast are you doing?
Another workshop, a woodshop podcast.
Shut up.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, I love, you know, Daniel, Pete, and Mike, but I'm like, they have real makers on there talking about their like maker shit. Like,
you know, Mike's like, not there anymore, right? It's just Dan and Pete.
Well, I watched a couple episodes. And I didn't see him on there. What happened there?
He peaced out. He did. He's going. He's doing his own thing. He's got. That guy's super busy. He's got like four businesses going on or something. I don't know.
How long has he not been on there?
A couple months, I think. It's been since he's been gone. Since he's been gone.
I should wait for like an hour into the podcast and be like, so when's Mike showing up?
I've been waiting this whole time.
Yeah. Where's coffee?
when's the real talent get here?
I mean, that guy, Mike Coffee is a busy dude. So.
Yeah. No, that's crazy, man. When did that happen?
Daniel asked me. A couple days ago. So
what's on your bench? Yeah. You're going on the official What's on Your Bench podcast. Yeah. You should make a shirt that says What's on Your Bench in honor of that podcast.
Like actually I'm disassembling my bench this weekend.
Wow.
So, I think you're I'm getting rid of my workbench, my main workbench.
Well, you gotta make room for all your other new tools you're getting, right?
I hope so. We'll see. I need floor space. I gotta, you know, now that the dog cabana is done, I gotta clean out some stuff out of my shop, man. I need to downscale quite a bit because I am gonna get some new stuff. I think I'm getting a laser, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, man. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
You don't promote our podcast anywhere ever, and now you're promoting somebody else's podcast on our podcast. What the fuck?
I can see your point there. I just wanted to see your reaction. Like, I don't know. I'm looking forward because I like those guys, but like, I'm not telling people when and where to listen to it.
Hey guys, make sure you tune into Luke's other podcast and listen to it.
Well, I think people like me making appearances on other people's podcasts because I completely fuck up their podcast, right? Whatever their format is, and like however they like shit to go, like I completely do not help them achieve that goal at all.
Wow. So, you are a true professional outside of this podcast, dude. Maybe it is me dragging you down. Maybe.
Man, you've been holding me back for years. You are my boat anchor.
Outside of this podcast, people probably think you're a pretty normal person. They're like, oh, that's too funny, man.
I don't think anyone thinks I'm normal anymore. I'd imagine if I had to convince people that I was normal, how hard that would be. Like, they got so many examples at this point where I do weird shit. They're going to be like, are you kidding me, bro? Like, nah. Man. When Coffee left, did he like have the rights to any of their features? Like when he left, he's like, now you can't do What's on Your Bench anymore. Like, you can't do that, bro. That was my thing. You can't do that.
I don't know.
Talk about fucking people's benches anymore. So, do you think he even listens to the podcast now that he's not on it?
I would doubt it. Who has time for that? Who has time for listening to podcasts?
I mean, seriously, dude.
I don't know, man. He might. I think they're still good buddies, but I think he just got too busy, is what I heard.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe I could find out what the real thing happened. You know, I hope they're not like, well, you know, if you listen to our podcast like 3 weeks ago, like, you know, we talked about this. Like, I don't even listen to my podcast. What are you talking about, man? I do listen to my podcast.
Maybe they're looking for a third. Maybe that's what they've been doing this time. They've been auditioning people.
Oh,
you should go back to
a thruple format.
Yeah, maybe you should go in there thinking that this is an audition.
Yeah. Maybe they'll have like a graphic of white rocks and a pineapple upside down on their podcast when I show up.
Maybe they're looking for that funny.
We need a new bearded gentleman to join the podcast.
Yeah, see, they need to fill the beard role. That's the problem. They don't have that.
Look, I'm not committed to doing any more podcasts on a regular basis other than this one. I'll continue to be a guest on your podcast, Ben, but like at some point, like, I got shit to do, man.
Dude, I appreciate you hanging in there this whole time.
Look, you cancel this podcast more than I do. So, because you work on the weekends. All right. So, I got something else I want to tell you about. So, yeah,
let's go.
What is, in recent memory, okay, what is the grossest thing you've seen your kids do? Or one of your kids?
Because
I'm pretty sure I got you beat.
Yeah, you probably do. I don't know. I mean, Frankie's kind of a clean freak, man. For a little boy, he like washes his hands all the time and like
what?
Yeah, I know. It's weird. I don't know where that came from, but his room's a mess. Oh, I think it's I'm going to go with Penny's room. Her room is just, she keeps it like a fucking pigsty, dude. Like, I'll walk in there and there'll be like dishes and trash and shit. Ugh. that she's hid. Not like, cause I go in there and I tell her every day, hey, like, do you let your kids eat in their rooms, by the way?
No.
Never? Yeah. See, that's one thing that Debbie like lets them eat in their room and it drives me insane.
Dude, cause it started with Jackie, man. Like, Jackie came to bed one night when the kids were really young, and I think she had a couple drinks, right? And she ate like a sandwich in bed, and there was like crumbs and shit in the bed. And I was like, no more eating in beds. I'm like, I don't want to roll. Like, like, I don't want to roll in food scraps when I'm sleeping, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, like, I put a hard no on that. And, like, I know Ellie sneaks, like, candy and shit to her room, you know? So, like, she'll eat candy in her bed, you know, and we'll find the wrappers under her pillow, you know?
Yeah.
But
no, yeah, I don't like it. I'm like, I'm not a fan of the kids having, but Debbie, like, you know, she doesn't.
Does Abby eat in bed?
Debbie's a big snacker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so she'll bring, like, it back to bed and eat it in the bed?
She'll bring, like, chips and stuff to the room and, like, you know, she'll, yeah.
Does she
yeah,
ever
yeah,
bring,
yeah.
like, Cheetos back to the room and then she's in bed and she's got, like, the orange fingers and, like, you want to take care of these for me? Just sucking all the Cheeto dust off her fingers. Little foreplay in the Conroy house. No. Cheeto finger action.
We don't introduce food into that area. No, no, no. But she.
Wait, you're telling me she rolled into the room and she had a can of whipped cream and she's laying in bed eating whipped cream out of the can?
Whipped cream's a different story. We didn't have Penny wouldn't be around if whipped cream wasn't around.
Why'd you bring hot sauce, chocolate sauce, and whipped cream to the bed, honey? Yeah. Just a little snack.
No, so but yeah, kids. The disgusting. Yeah, Penny's room. I walked in there last week and there was behind. She had, like, somehow it got behind her. I can't explain how her bed is set up, but behind her bed in the corner that she has this little nook, and there was, like, yeah, there was, like, a disgusting food bowl that had strawberries that she had left in there. They were molding, bro. I was like, are you effing? And I fucking lost it. I freaking lost it. And I was like, this
can't is you put not- the foot down and be like, no more food in your beds?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've told them numerous times. And then I'll be like, what the hell? I'm like, mom said I could eat. Da, da, da. I'm like, oh my God, dude. Drives me insane. Yeah. So anyways, the food that so yeah, moldy strawberries was the thing I found behind Penny's, like, little bed nook. But yeah, I'm sure yours sound like you could top that, but I don't know,
bro. Maybe I can't. So yesterday the kids had this back to school picnic at their school. They do a beginning of the school picnic and the end of school, where basically all the kids are out running around in the school playground and they got food vendors and music, right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So every fucking time this candy shop rolls up, and every fucking time Ellie takes some of her stashed cash and goes and buys candy, right? And goes and buys pizza. Now, buying pizza for her brother is a thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
This time, the candy that she went with, it was like, you remember those roll-on deodorants where it had, like, the ball on the top, right?
Yeah.
It was like a tube, and the top part had a little ball, and then, like, you would roll the deodorant, and the deodorant would get on the ball, and then you rub it on your armpit, right? It was one of those, and it was filled with, like, sugary water. And she would take it and she'd hold it upside down and roll the ball on her tongue, and the candy flavor would come out of the jar on her tongue. Right? You follow me on this?
Yeah. I'm with you.
Okay. All right. So I'm sitting there and it's her friend and Bubs, and Ellie's rolling the candy thing on her tongue. Right.
It's like,
and then she looks at her friend and hands her the candy thing, and her friend immediately rolls the candy thing on her tongue.
Oh, right? Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. I'm like, what the fuck is this? What are you doing? And her friend immediately goes, what? And Ellie I go, that's fucking gross. And she goes, well, we shared water. I'm like, that's not the same thing. I'm like, take a slug off your friend's water. I'm like, it's different than rolling the thing on your tongue that your friend just rolled their tongue on. I'm like, you might as well be fucking, like, touching tongues. I'm like, definitely germs are getting transferred back and forth to you guys. Like, they're like, Dad, it's no big deal. Like, you're completely overreacting in this. And I was like, it's fucking disgusting. Kids are gross. And I just walked off, right? And and her friend was like, your dad swears a lot. I'm like, but
I think you are overreacting a little bit.
That's fucking gross.
They do share water. It's all the same. Mouth, saliva. It's all the same. I mean, I know it looks gross. I would definitely not lick something and hand it to you and expect you. But little kids, they're, it is what it is.
Dude, I used to be a part of this thing called Mambicu, right? Which
Mambecue,
right? Huh. And it was an interesting thing, right? It started out with a group of guys who were friends getting together. Was it monthly or weekly? I think it was like the last Thursday of the month or something like that. And they would all get together and they would grill food out and drink beer and hang outside, right? And they did it every single month, okay?
Yeah.
Well, they started inviting more and more guys, and then more and more guys started like cooking better and better food, right? And then like started like a little bit of a competition started to roll in. And then like I met these guys through like this whole fucking, I tried to get on a pilot of a television show, right? That was a extreme cooking challenge kind of a thing, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. It was the biggest shit show I had ever seen in my whole life. But the guys I thought were cool, so I started hanging out with these guys, right? And dude, I'd been coming straight off of doing competition barbecue, and I'm like, this is creative cooking, it's competitive. I'm like, I'm ready to go. And the funny thing was, dude, there was like 40 guys there. I won or was in the top three every single time, right?
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah.
I just always knew, because like I know how to win competitions. You don't go for what the best thing you could think is. You go for what you think the judges want, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, so I knew what these guys wanted. So I was totally cheating. Or not cheating. I just had a better strategy, right?
Yeah.
The grossest fucking part about this whole Mambecue thing was, is there was no silverware, there was no plates, there was no nothing. So if some dude made like a sausage, right, and put it in a bun with toppings and shit, you would take a bite out of it, and then you'd pass it to the dude next to you, and then they would take a bite out of it, right?
And then
it would go to the next guy, and they would take a bite. So you would always, like, if you're not the first person to take a bite out of whatever food was being served, right, you're basically swapping spit with the dude who handed it to you, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot of dudes there that I was like, they try to pass me food. I'm like, no. like you, I don't care about you. You look clean. Like you look like kind of clean, but it wasn't fucking rolling candy deodorant thing on your fucking tongue, man.
Why didn't you guys bring knives and silverware and like cut thing? I don't understand. Where were you guys?
It was a long time ago definitely pre COVID. Yeah, but the whole thing kind of fell apart because, like, I mean, like Mambecue is very male focused, you know.
Yeah,
and like a lot of dudes like were getting girlfriends and wives and shit, and they're like, "Well, can I bring my wife?" Like, and then I'm like, they're like, "Well, we need to, you know." I became one of the like I don't know. I was in the in crowd of like trying to like organize this event, and I was like, "Dude, we should open it up to everybody." And I'm like, "We should not call it Mambecue anymore. We should just call it." Q or something like that, you know, but they were like, no, you're stupid. I'm like,
man. They wanted their He-Man. I'll make another completely outdated reference. What was the Al Bundy club that he was in? The no ma'am. Ma'am.
Yep. They wanted it to be no ma'am.
Yeah. No like, ma'am.
I just love those things. Oh man. I made some really creative food there, man. I made like ramen kebabs, and I made like Italian beef soup dumplings and like,
oh wow,
all kinds of really creative.
It was like one of those shows that's now popular on TV. It was like, that's what it basically sounds like, one of those science cooking shows where they, you know, they are creating different things.
Basically,
that's pretty cool. Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun though. But yeah, the fucking kids are disgusting, man. I don't know, man.
Yeah, they are disgusting. I don't think you're overreacting on the candy thing. I mean, kids share fucking candy. Like, that's what they do.
Yeah,
you just don't remember because you haven't been a kid in so long.
I'm old. It's fine.
Yeah, that was a total old joke. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah,
Ben's taking the shots, the easy shots today. You're old.
Yeah. Oh man, funny, dude. Man. I don't know. Dude, we're hitting close to an hour, man. You know, I got a couple more things on my list, or we can wrap it up. It's really your call.
Hey, man, I don't feel like you're feeling it today.
What are you talking about? Totally feeling it.
You telling me I'm not bringing? I'm not ridiculous enough? You've distracted me enough today?
No.
Look, what?
No, I was just going to say whatever you want to do, man. We can wrap it up. We can keep going. If you got more to talk about, let's talk about it.
I got more to talk about. All right. Like I got three more subjects. Okay, that I could talk about that I'm ready to talk about.
All right.
One. You choose your own adventure time. Hold on, put these in order. Okay. All right. I could talk about a thing I noticed on TikTok. Right. I think TikTok figured me out. Right. which is really weird. I could talk about. Get out, Ellie. I love you, but stop it. It's creeping out. Okay. This weird thing on TikTok. What I learned about the public pool by my house, okay? Or my plan for Maker's Camp.
Let's go public pool just because I'm curious.
Okay. So there's this really nice public pool 2 blocks from my house, right?
Yeah.
So, but the pool always closes a few weeks before school starts, right? Because all the people who work at the pool are lifeguards, right? Or are high school kids. The high school kids are lifeguards, right?
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, and like, I have not been to the pool, right? Jackie takes the kids to the pool. Like, not that I don't like a thing about pools, but usually it's like on a Saturday and I'm like, I'd rather be in the shop. Do I need to take the kids to the pool?
Yeah.
So she said, was telling me that Jackie was telling me she went out with these girls, these ladies, and they were talking about how the pool closes early, right? And the one lady goes, well, I have an idea to keep the pool open longer, right? We should have adults volunteer to be lifeguards for the last month of summer, right?
Sounds like a smart idea.
I'm like, what adult is going to volunteer for 8 hours a day to watch other people's kids at the pool and play lifeguard, right? And then Jackie goes, yeah, especially since they throw a baby in the pool every hour. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
What does that even mean?
She goes, yeah, they do stuff to make sure that the lifeguards are paying attention, right? So what they'll do is they'll walk by the pool with like a toy baby, right? And just someone will just casually throw this baby in the pool, right?
Shut up.
Okay. And just to see if the lifeguard is paying attention. And then it looks like a fucking dead floating baby in the water, right? And I was like, I had the same reaction. I was like, shut the fuck up. What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, they're throwing babies in the pool. I'm like, holy shit. She goes, also people will fake like they're drowning, right? To see if the lifeguard's paying attention. Okay. And I was like, so could you imagine like signing up, okay, to be a volunteer lifeguard to keep the pool open for the community, right? You're just trying to be a good person. And like every hour, right, either somebody's faking like they're drowning or they throw a fake baby in the pool. And like you're going to have to pay attention to that shit's going on.
It's like it's like the worst cry wolf like thing ever, right? Like how often they can't do it every hour. These kids are going to catch on and be like, okay.
No, but they mix it up, right?
Yeah. How many fake babies though? It can only work on somebody one time, right? I mean, after I see a fake baby,
but if your job is to get the baby out of the pool, right? Cause you're a lifeguard, right?
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, you got to throw that baby in again. It's like the seventh time today. Stop throwing a baby in the pool.
That's what my point is. I'd be like, Jesus Christ. It's worse. You're like desensitizing these kids to shit. You know, like, oh, another fake drowner or, you know, another fake, you know, somebody's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that's the best training. It sounds funny, but I don't know if training somebody that way is the best way to do it.
I don't know, dude. So that's what I learned about the pool. And I was just like, do you know if they throw fake babies in your pool? Like,
I don't know. We don't have a public swimming pool, or maybe there is. We don't go to it.
Dude, you should get a fake baby. You know what you should do is you should go get some of those plastic turds, right?
and then like jump in the pool with the kids, and then when you hop out, leave the turd in there, right?
Just to see the reaction.
Like go get like a fake plastic turd, but then like rub it in like Nutella, so that way like when it's in there and it starts like the Nutella starts to come off and it looks like it looks like more like a real turd.
Then I'm just having to clean the pool with Nutella. Oh,
well, Nutella's not gonna fucking fuck up the pool. But dude, you imagine Frankie's face if you're like, "Hey, dude, you're a clean kid. Can you scoop that poop out of the pool? I'm sorry, I just had to go."
Oh, dude, he would have nothing to do with it. He would tell me no. He'd be like, "No." Are you kidding me? Like, hell no, Dad. You couldn't pay me enough. No.
How much would you have to pay him to take the poop out of the pool?
I don't think I could pay him enough. He's
like unlimited YouTube time for like a month.
Oh, if I bargain with the right chips. You're right. That is true. I always remember YouTube is cash for him. It's currency.
Yeah. I'll pay for YouTube Premium for you so you don't have to watch commercials for a month.
Oh my God, bro. This kid's all over me, Luke, to start a YouTube channel for him. All over me. I mean, it's like this is like his dream. Like this, all he wants to do is be a YouTuber. And, do you think I should do it? Or do you think
should I do what I did? Because, you know, my kids, Ellie wants to have her own channel. So I made her film and edit 4 videos. So she learned how to edit. And then she's like, "When are you going to post these videos?" And I'm like, "Soon. Real soon."
You have no intention. No intention.
Not really. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, the shitty part, I mean,
Manage my social media channels. Like, imagine having to manage my daughter's social media channel.
I know.
And then she'll be more popular than me in like 5 seconds.
Ah, bees. Go away, bee.
Is that bumble shoots?
Did you
have some bumble shoots on your ears?
I didn't even I made something. Yeah, dude, I swear I have my bumble shoots container is sitting open right there and this bee is all over me. I made something that I could show you. I'll show you afterwards. Nobody cares about it. Nobody's gonna be able to see it. But I finished my meat cleaver. I finished it.
Oh, I do want to see that.
It looks incredible, actually, to be honest with you. I'm really happy with how it turned out. But that's why the fucking bees. But I was gonna say that the rub is, you know, these kids are making all this money at YouTube, right? These young people are killing it, you know, creating these channels and stuff. So it's like it's a real business revenue making thing, right? So how do you tell your kid, no, don't go down that route? How do you tell your kid like that's not especially us influencer parents, how do you tell your kid that
saying, like, you tell them, like, look, before you do it, you can't just go start it up, you got to practice a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Make him film himself doing it, teach him how to edit it, right?
Make him
fucking do that shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then you could judge him and be like, keep working on it, buddy, and see if he actually sticks with it. If he really sticks with it, then you're like, okay, let's figure this out, you know?
Yeah, because I've already decided that I can't deny him that. I can't be like, oh, no, you're not going to do that, right? So I've already kind of started. I picked up a mini ring light, you know? I've kind of thought about, like, what I'm going to do for him as far as, like, a little setup, you know what I mean? Because he really wants to do the like Twitch thing where he records himself playing the video games and then talking about it and you know, stuff like that. Well, cause he's like,
dude, I would tell him to start recording himself playing video games with like an iPad or something like that. So he can see how he looks and see how he wants it to go. And like, look, tell him like, hey, get to the point of practice in this where you're excited about it. And then we'll figure out what we need to do to make it happen.
Yeah. It's just crazy that's like a freaking,
like, make him work for it.
Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah. It's just interesting.
Yeah.
Anyways, man. All right, let's get out of here. Wrap this thing up, dude.
See, you were the one that was bored. You try to blame it on me that I was bored. The one who had shit to say. And you're the one who's like, yeah, this podcast is getting old, man. No, that's fine. We can end it. Look, I don't want you blaming me for that shit. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not blaming anything.
No, we're getting ready to our Patreon. Fuck that. You're not blaming me for shit. All right. Thank you to our Patreons. You guys are wonderful, wonderful people. And we have more patrons than ever.
So we're going to run through these. Thank you to Kyle Foote for the footwork, woodwork. Matthew Gerard for the wooden mustache, now giving free rides. Lee Oman from Regal Street, up in his RV high on the hill.
camping champion.
Camp champ. Camp champ. Oh, he said, do I get a prize? And maybe that's what he wins is a camp tramp trophy.
Camp tramp. Camp champ.
Yeah. Because we're just blowing Patreon money on stupid shit for our Patreons.
It should be. Sorry, don't skip Big Mike because I'm distracting you right now. Because he commented, but his trophy should be an RV on top of a. You should 3D print him an RV, just like an RV. Anyways, all right.
Oh, I could totally do that.
You could. I know you could.
All right. A Big Mike Holmes from Broken Lead Woodworks, now with more thirst traps on his channel than ever. I love that he's a thirst trap. Dave, One Great Wort from the Rusted Joy Woodworks. My mom, Elise Gelman. Tim from Turkworks, still not believing he is a patron. Dave the Thriller Miller. Dave's got a beard like, I wasn't even thinking about this. God damn it. He's got a big beard and it's nice. check it out.
He's got a beard like a waterfall.
Yeah, he's got a beard like an epoxy river table waterfall.
There you go.
That was bad this week. I'll come with some better next week. Billy Estes for the Simple Wood Wood Co. Corey Stanley from Odyssey CNC. The unofficial lube of the podcast. Eric from Bumble Shoots. Alan from Ormworks. The Collingwood Canoe Company. Grant from Dad Crafted. Ryder from Ryder's Custom Creations. Jason Sullivan from J.M. Sullivan Woodworks. I don't know why I keep wanting to call Jason Justin lately, but his name really is Jason. Kamani from Van Stray Designs. The fine folks at P.L. Smith. Otis from Pine Elite Woodworks. He's got Speedy Gonzalez energy. There you go. I'll make it easy for him to Photoshop his head on Speedy Gonzalez. He's young. Do you think he knows who Speedy Gonzalez is?
No.
Or does he have to look him up?
No, he definitely has to look him up. We're way out of our references today are just so outdated. I love it. Okay. we are showing our age today.
Two old dudes, man. Nick from Nip Brim Work.
Nip Brim. That's a whole another page.
Nip Brim Work Working. It has nothing to do with hats. Judd, the Mountie from Nivens and Sons. I just love that you keep forgetting he's a police officer in Canada, and I just want to keep calling him a Mountie. The second place camp champ, Justin from Campfire Woodworks. And our newest patron, Tracy from Mac and Tracy Woodworks. Welcome to the party, Tracy. I hope you don't block us both permanently in about 5 minutes.
She's like, what did I sign up for?
Yeah. I paid $3 for this. Oh, I got to get her shirt size, though, because she can get a shirt. Yeah. And if you are become a patron within the next week or so before I put the order in for the shirts, you will get immediately get a exclusive Patreon shirt that Ben and I designed. It's great. So there's that. So that's it.
There's that. All right, guys. Thank you so much for supporting us, guys. We love you. We appreciate you guys. Best Patreon group out there. We got them right here. So if you guys want to be a part of it, come join it. There's a link at the bottom of every episode. Go there, click on that. You can choose to be a patron and get a shirt from us in the next, if you get it done before the next week or two or whenever Luke actually makes this order.
I'm gonna give it a week. We're gonna go till next Thursday, and then I'm gonna put the order in on Friday. So
all right,
but if you're a Patreon, realize we don't use our Patreon money how I think we're supposed to be using it. But hey, it fits the theme of the podcast of us not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So take it away, Tim! Beef and stuff.
This has been a Con Man Creative production. text us anytime at 908-768-2664 or send us a message on our Instagram, The Jointery Podcast. You can find Ben at Condorosa Creations or Luke at Luke in the Garage. Everywhere that social media is sold. That's garage, not garage. Say it properly.